JC, it is now time to make our picks for week 15 in the CFL. And after a triple header last week on Saturday, we've only got three games this week. How do you feel about the three game slate?
Well, under normal circumstances, it's not enough football. But after last week and Saturday, having a slog through all that, a busy schedule on my coaching front, I'm good to kick back. I'm good to take it easy this week with just three games. And I think there's a couple of CFL teams that are also very happy to kick back this week that they don't have to play.
I'm totally cool with the three-game slate. However, that comes with a caveat, which is they've got to be good games, right? Mm-hmm. If we get three duds, that is going to make it extremely hard to, first of all, pay attention. And secondly, it's going to be difficult to pick a best game of the week, which we do, of course, annually or each week for our Three Down Nation Awards, which are out every Tuesday morning. If you don't check those out, you should. But without further ado, it is time to get into these three games. The BC Lions are 4.5-point favorites over the Toronto Argonauts on Friday night when the two teams clash at BC Play Stadium. Nathan Rourke will make his fifth straight start for the Lions, coming off back-to-back double-digit wins over the top two teams in the East Division. Meanwhile, the Argonauts are coming off a tough loss to the Red Blacks, during which Chad Kelly threw four interceptions, two of which were returned for touchdowns by veteran DB Damon Webb. Can the Lions keep the good times rolling, or will the Argos bounce back?
Well, this is really a battle between Rourke and Kelly in the narratives, right? Both QBs coming back mid-season, have had some shaky moments, have also put up some yardage in their starts. And of course, the thing that nobody seems to be talking about heading into this week, Hodge, Nathan Rourke is also the guy who called out the CFL for their handling of the Chad Kelly investigation months ago, was very public about it on social media, that he thought he should be out of the league. Now he has to play against him in a football game, of course, on opposite sides of the ball. They won't face each other directly, but you have to think there's going to be a little bit of motivation on both sides here. Maybe Chad Kelly feels slighted. We know he's a guy who has said some things on social media in terms of making a list of the haters, and Nathan Rourke is a guy who is a moral citizen who has his beliefs and will want to prove them right as well. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think the Lions are a much improved team. I think they're the better team here than the Argos right now, but I'm not willing to pick them to cover the spread because I do think Kelly brings juice to that offense, and I don't fully trust BC's secondary right now. I'll take the Argos to cover.
Yeah, BC's defense is not what Ottawa's is right now, so I do like that matchup for Kelly. That being said, I am concerned about the Argonauts defense. Whitten McManus was a limited participant in practice, working back from that groin injury he suffered a while ago, but he will not play in this one. And I think the Argonauts have certainly shown they've missed him. They've given up over 30 points in the last two games. And I just simply don't trust this defensive unit without Whitten McManus there. This front four, this defensive line that we were all so excited about coming into the season has certainly been good, but they have not been dominant for a while now, even with guys like Jake Ceresna and Florin Ermolade working their way back into the lineup. They have not been to the level we expected. That being said, BC is banged up right along that offensive line. David Neville, I thought, was respectable at left tackle last week, but he is not a world burner. I think Nathan Rourke's mobility can camouflage some stuff, but I'm a little bit concerned about how much time he's going to have to throw. Kudos to Alex Hollins for bouncing back these last couple games after a really tough streak for him in the receiving game. I'm with you, JC. I think the Lions are going to win this one, but I think 4.5 points is too much. I've got the Lions winning this one by a field goal. So with the line being what it is, I will take BC to win, but I'm going to take the Argonauts to cover. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 3.5-point home underdogs to the Red Blacks on Saturday afternoon as Ottawa looks to punch its ticket to the postseason for the first time since 2018. The Red Blacks crushed the Argonauts last week to take a stranglehold on second place in the East Division and beat the Tiger Cats with a walk-off field goal from Lewis Ward back in week four. Hamilton, meanwhile, is coming off a bye after upsetting the Argonauts in the Labor Day Classic. Taylor Powell returned to practice with the team this week, though Bolivar Mitchell will remain in the number one job. Can Hamilton keep its faint playoff hopes alive, or will Ottawa clinch its postseason spot?
Ottawa is booking their ticket to the playoffs. Our nation, get ready to pack TD Place for the East semifinal, because that's where this team is going to be this postseason. I think the Red Blacks are just playing and simple the better team here. As much as the Ticats were impressive in that rare victory over the Argos, that's a rivalry matchup. It's a different animal. We all know that, Hodge. What happens in the Labor Day Classic is entirely separate from what happens in the rest of the season. And what the Ottawa Red Blacks have looked like the rest of the season is a great football team, and one that had a dominant win last week, has had two dominant wins over the last 3 weeks, in fact. And I think they will show that once again against the Ticats. I'm taking Ottawa, and I'm taking them no matter what the points are.
Wow, so minus 50, you're still taking Ottawa?
Absolutely.
Wow, okay, I would not advise our listeners and viewers to go that far on the alternative spread market.
Sub 25% against the spread, so don't listen to me on that.
Fair enough. I am actually going to hedge my bets with this one again. The Ottawa Red Blacks have consistently beaten teams close this season. The exception was last week when they hammered the Argonauts. Well, I don't see Damon Webb getting another two pick sixes in this one, especially early on. I do think that the Red Blacks are going to win this one, but they beat teams close, right? They run the ball offensively. I know their offensive line is a little bit banged up right now. That could potentially hurt them. They've got Drake Centers, I believe, making his first start of the season at right tackle in place of an injured Zach Pelios. So I think that this team is good enough to win. Hamilton, though, not an easy place to play, even when the Ticats have been struggling. Chris Jones has improved that defense, though I still don't think they're one of the better units in the CFL. I do think that they will be able to get some pressure on what is suddenly a kind of young and banged up Ottawa Red Blacks offensive line. So I like the Ticats to cover here. Greg Bell, I think, has done a nice job bringing some energy to that offense. Bo Levi Mitchell has played very well the last couple of weeks, it should be said. I think that's why he has kept the starting job, even though Taylor Powell is back practicing and should dress in a backup role for this game. But I will take the Red Blacks to win, go to the postseason. I'm in full agreement with you on that, JC. They're going to host the East semifinal, I believe. They could mathematically still catch the Montreal Alouettes. Those two teams have two games remaining, but I see them finishing second, and I see them clinching a playoff berth, likely to be at home this week. The Calgary Stampeders are 6-point home underdogs to the Montreal Alouettes on Saturday night as the team looks to end a 4-game losing skid. Jake Mayer appears likely to get the start for Calgary after sitting out last week's blowout loss to the Elks, while Cody Fajardo and company are looking to get back to their winning ways following an upset home loss to the BC Lions last week. Can the Stampeders mend their broken season, or will the Alouettes run right over them?
I really don't care who's starting at quarterback for the Stampeders, because they'll go from incompetent with a first-time starter last week to unimpressive with Jake Mayer, because I don't believe in anybody they've got on that roster right now. And the Montreal Alouettes, they're going to be angry, Hodge. This is just their second loss of the season last week to BC. I'm sure Jason Moss has been fired up all week. They're going to be looking for a convincing bounce back, and there is no softer opponent to play in that circumstance than the Calgary Stampeders. I think this is going to be a runaway victory for Montreal. I guess I'm hungry like you used to be, Hodge. I'm taking all the points this week. Give me Montreal to cover all of this.
This is the one game where I am going to go against the points here, and I am going to take the Calgary Stampeders, or pardon me, I'm going to take the Montreal Alouettes to cover this widespread. This team, I agree with you, is going to be very motivated. They know that the Ottawa Red Blacks can still catch them. There's a reason for them to keep pushing here. And let's also be perfectly frank, the Calgary Stampeders, outside of the kicking game, do literally nothing well right now. Mm. They have the worst pass rush in the CFL. They're not dynamic at all on the offensive side of the ball. They take a lot of penalties, and they are a low energy team right now. Dave Dickinson, speaking to the media this week, talked about how they need to play with more confidence. He has opened recent media availabilities by saying things like, well, we have a lot of questions and there are no answers. Like, he, for the first time since becoming the head coach of this franchise in 2016, looks defeated, he looks confused, and he looks like he doesn't know what to do in order to get this team back to its winning ways. The Stampeders are 4-8 right now. Dare I say they could finish the season 4-14. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but right now it's hard looking at their schedule, seeing who they could reasonably beat. I don't think they would be favored to win any of their remaining games, nor should they be. I'd imagine they're going to win another one or two, but this team has simply fallen and can't get up. And for that reason, I'm happy to take the Montreal Alouettes in a rare blowout, -6. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Thank you for listening to our picks this week, checking us out on YouTube. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on whatever platform you're watching or listening from. That really helps the show. Enjoy week 15, a truncated slate. Week 16, we'll be back for 4 games in the CFL as we push towards the playoffs.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.